Welcome to Unfiltered and Unstoppable with Rob Rumsfeld. Real strategies for real advisors. A podcast that dives into what it takes to scale a thriving financial practice. Each week, we'll discuss actionable strategies, tools, and insights to keep you ahead in today's financial landscape. From innovative products and powerful marketing tactics, you'll get unfiltered truth and unstoppable strategies. Let's get started by building your unstoppable financial practice today.
All right. Welcome back to Unfiltered and Unstoppable, real strategies for real advisors. If you are a financial professional and you are looking for more predictable growth and deeper client relationships, this is the episode for you. I am Rob Rumsfeld, your host. And today we will be diving into a topic that's not just relevant. It's also what I would say mission critical. We're going to be talking about Medicare, and please bear with me here. Don't sign off just yet. And why for financial professionals, it's become one of the most overlooked growth engines in the industry today. And like I said, if you think, oh, that's not really my space, Medicare is not my space, just hang with us here. Hang with us because we're not just talking about insurance. We're talking about protection, retention, and recurring revenue for you and your firm. And most of the advisors that focus on helping clients accumulate wealth, what we're going to talk about today is not just accumulating wealth, but also how to help your clients protect it, especially from one of the biggest risks in retirement, which is healthcare costs and IRMA surcharges. We'll be touching on that as well. And to unpack it all today, I've got with us Mr. Mitchell Warwick, who is the Senior Director of marketing at Ascentium Insurance here with me today. Mitchell and his team work with advisors every single day, helping them to integrate Medicare solutions into their financial practices in order to not only help them attract new clients, but also to create consistent revenue and really overall to deepen long-term relationships. So what we're going to be going over today is why Medicare belongs in your business model, how to turn it into marketing and a referral engine, a powerful referral engine, by the way, and most importantly, how to do it without overwhelming your practice and your firm and yourself. So Mitchell, man, I'm really fired up about this one. Welcome to Unfiltered and Unstoppable. How you doing?
I'm doing well, Rob. Thanks for having me on. I'm excited. Like I said, it's a big topic that comes along with a lot of practices, especially growing practices. They hit a certain level threshold where they're just trying to add that revenue generating, maybe trying to expand on that to a certain degree. And they're like, man, should I take that other step? I don't even know what that looks like. Obviously, we'll go through a ton of different things there of why it's such a good thing. But I do really appreciate you having me on.
Great, man. That's awesome. That's awesome. So let's start right at the top here. You know, what's interesting is that there are actually still a lot of advisors out there that really underestimate how big of an impact Medicare will have on their clients' retirement income. So give us some insight. Why has Medicare become such a critical part of overall comprehensive financial plan?
Yeah, I mean, essentially, I would say, you know, I'm going to go into a few bullet points that I really like, but essentially, it's just obviously having both sides of the business, right? You have that wealth side. Adding that health side for retirement planning is critical for their future retirement plan because health costs, you need to have wealth for health. You need to have health for wealth. So having that in as a bucket that's taken care of on that side is huge. And honestly, healthcare is one of the biggest retirement expenses. You know, when you're talking about original Medicare, and I'm not going to, you know, go into too many big details there, but original Medicare, if you were just on that, it has no out-of-pocket limits. You could be paying forever if you were to break your leg, do any of those other things. Now, there's different products to help for protection, and that's obviously where an agent comes in. But healthcare costs can be draining over lifetime. You know, Medicare decisions impact those out-of-pocket costs. You know, Medicare choices also, you know, take care of or affect cash flow. You know, the type of plan that you do, supplement advantage, coverages, premiums, deductibles, all those different things. It also has something that we're going to talk about a little bit more, some impacts on other income sources, Medicare premiums that might increase your Medicare premiums through withdrawals through IRAs, pensions, social securities, all those different things impact Medicare, which impact your client, which also impact your retirement planning and all those. Also, just, you know, core part of it is it also helps client retention. I mean, there's a lot of different things on top of that that we'll obviously unpack a little bit more as we go. But those are my bigs.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, a couple of things that I heard is that, first of all, Medicare isn't just health insurance, right? It's what we might say is income protection in disguise.
Yeah.
You know, every financial plan out there that ignores Medicare really leaves the client exposed to some unnecessary costs that maybe they never saw coming. And, yep. and the key is with it being income protection in disguise, you know, there's a lot of people that think Medicare is healthcare, sure. But as an advisor, you should really see it as cash flow protection. And you know, you kind of touched on this when we're talking about leaving Medicare off the table. Some of the things that advisors might be missing out there is also consistent touch points throughout the client's retirement journey. And so what that means is Medicare conversations happen every single year. So throughout an individual's retirement, that's 10, 15, 20 additional opportunities to be able to reconnect. And that's putting, as you said, retention on autopilot, right? And if you want to stay relevant to your clients, show up in their lives more than once a year, meaning, yes, annual reviews are perfect and pie charts and graphs and all of that. But health, Medicare really sets you apart differently than most other advisors. And that relationship side is massive too, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the same thing is most firms want to keep all their clients because maybe they've referred to a Medicare person down the street. Maybe they've, you know, they've done different tactics where they have to pass somebody on to somebody, to another advisor, like I said, or a Medicare shop across the street. Well, they don't, that Medicare shop might not handle that client the way that you'd want. So it's also keeping that client relationship steady, firm. And like I said, it also is going to boost that referral tension because, hey, they took care of this wealth side. You know, I'm making X, Y, Z amount of money, or I feel safe. I feel good. And then also on that Medicare side, hey, you know, I worked with a Medicare agent over at the same firm, and they were able to, you know, work through all my issues and make sure that I feel good and my plan is going awesome. You got to go see, you know, them for one or the other. You know, it's a handshake on either side. Referral, hey, you got them in for Social Security maximization or what have you. You find out that they're turning 65. Nice handshake the other way. Medicare can be that same way. And I know we'll kind of go through that a little bit more later on.
100%. And so what we're saying is, when you're offering your clients Medicare, you're clearly showing them that you care about more than just their money. You care greatly about their life. Not saying that you don't care about it now. What I'm saying is when you are adding Medicare as a part of it, it's a very clear action. It's a very clear presentation that, hey, I really want to make sure I'm protecting you. And that's clearly what separates a planner from a partner, right? We talk about wanting to be able to sit on the same side of the table as our client. Well, this is being able to sit on the same side as the table of your client while the storm is raging outside. So you're not just their advisor, you're also their shelter. And the thing is when clients see that you truly care about their well-being, and once again, not just the returns, you will see trust really compounds faster than any investment account. So let's get a little practical here, because beyond the good it does for the client, there's also a real business case for advisors to bring Medicare in-house. So tell us, what are some of the most immediate benefits to the firm that is adding Medicare as a solution?
Yeah, I mean, for the clients, it's comprehensive retirement plan, simple as that. I mean, you are overall taking care of all buckets. They are obviously going to be worried about their plan going forward with what healthcare looks like. Obviously, you're already starting with that retirement plan, but you're going to also be able to help lower those healthcare costs by taking those in-house, you know, especially with independent agents. You know, obviously you have multitude of products that you can offer. So you're not just offering one plan where if you were to have them go down somewhere else, they might only offer a few plans, or, you know, they might be maybe even a captive situation where they might only sell a couple of plans because that's all that they have in their arsenal. So having that is going to be really, really important for the client because they're going to have a multitude of options. The big thing for businesses is obviously it expands your value. You obviously have, you know, that retirement side, the all those different things, but, you know, expanding and differentiating yourself from the firm down the street that might not offer it. You know, obviously there's other options as well, and I won't touch on those because Medicare is already a big enough topic, but, you know, under 65, you know, closing that gap and doing ACA, Marketplace, Medicare, and all those buckets that really fill those holes where why would you want to go anybody else? So for a client, you get multitude of options. For a business, you're getting obviously expanded value, client retention, of course. You know, you don't have to refer to Joe down the street or anything like that and get, you know, whatever kind of service. You have that client, you have that control. Not to say there's nothing wrong with Joe down the street, but, yeah, you know, right. Like I said, you never know. And what happens if Joe 3-4 years down the street decides to do annuities, life insurance, any of those things? You're also opening your book for, you know, possibility of flipping or what have you. Because what if they do offer some type of service or something that you don't?
Training your competition.
Yeah, absolutely. And the big thing is also it's a monster resource for cross-selling and referrals. Obviously businesses, you know, especially ones that don't have Medicare right now, you know, they are trying to use a pipeline or they're trying to gauge a pipeline, seminars, whatever it may look like. Medicare is obviously a great pipeline for that because you're already talking to people that are retirement age. I mean, you want those people at 65 or maybe even before, they're just saying, hey, what do I got to do for Medicare? I'm 63. I got to retire. You know, all those different things. So client and business, it's huge.
So exactly. So new clients, new revenue, more retention, and nothing that we've been talking about right now is correlated to the market, right?
Yeah.
And so here's the part that I really love though, is that for those that are listening right now that had no interest in Medicare, or maybe you've had interest and they just don't know where to start. The important piece that I want to make everyone aware of is that you don't actually have to build this all from scratch. And here's why. When you partner alongside a firm like Ascentium that has the foundation in place, that has the experience in place, Ascentium has that complete turnkey system already to rock and roll. So we're talking about the training, the quoting, contracting, marketing, every piece is already created and designed for financial professionals to plug in and go. And so let's go ahead and address that huge misconception, if you can. That misconception is that you have to build it all from scratch. So tell us, like, is it difficult to build this side of your business if you don't have it a part of your business now?
Yeah, I mean, I'll be completely honest, and that's where I like to be with all my advice that are interested in doing it. There's obviously a certain level where your business has to be to add on another factor, 100%. Right?
Yeah.
So that's one thing is, hey, if you're just trying to grab on to things, Medicare is a beast in itself. So, you know, stick to being what you're good at, build up that practice. But when we're ready to go and we're kind of maybe stalling out, or we're hitting at a certain level and we're really to expand this out, that's when you kind of build it up. But yeah, absolutely. A partner like Ascentium, we understand that. I mean, we are working with financial firms inside and out that have absolutely no Medicare experience, and building that whole agency by, you know, giving hiring documents, you know, helping with that hiring process within Gradient and obviously within Ascentium, giving you that bare bones structure of what compensation is, helping with some of that payroll. And then once again, the biggest thing is, we're turnkey. Now we have all the other FMO things that are out there, but we have a little bit of a niche in the community, or in the FMO Medicare community. And what that is we have a whole turnkey training program. We have the marketing to go with it, but we help train, take all that time and effort off of your plate, where you can continue doing your revenue generating activity. And we're going to spend, you know, X amount of time with your agent from ground zero, making sure that. And that's the big thing is we, you know, don't want you to be the absolute Medicare expert. You want to know enough to be dangerous, but not enough to, you know, have to, you know, go into the deep end. That's where we really help you kind of expand your business and expand your revenue generating roles, but also expand, like I said, your market capacity, which is adding that health bucket to an already successful firm or obviously where you are at established.
I love it, man. So once again, you don't have to today have to be the Medicare expert. You just need to make sure that you are partnering alongside a firm who's available to do the heavy lifting for you. So your car is already in motion, right? So partner alongside that firm that can give you the additional horsepower without having to rebuild the whole firm or rebuild the whole car. And, you know, here's the thing. I've seen it firsthand with the advisors that I work with personally. I've seen them double the referrals in the first year, and seeing much more client engagement just from adding Medicare as a part of their business. And that's where I really get excited about it. And let's hit on the most underrated part, and that is Medicare as a marketing arm, the exciting part of it. You know, so some people might be thinking it's boring or whatever, but Medicare as a marketing arm, here's the thing, here's the reality that every year, millions of people are turning 65 and they are actively looking for help. They're confused, 100% confused, overwhelmed. They're searching for guidance. And that's a massive prospect pool to be able to choose from. And what we're seeing specifically through Ascentium is that Medicare is one of the most effective entry points to start a new relationship. Fact. 100%. And so right out of the gates, you're solving a problem that is immediate and emotional. And that's where the trust begins. And once you've built that trust, those clients naturally open the door to everything else. Retirement income, Social Security maximization, Roth conversions, legacy planning, all the things that you already do. And here's the other thing, like I've already touched on, Medicare is a significant referral magnet. When you help one client save money, when you help them avoid that IRMA penalty or make sense of coverage, guess what they do? They talk about it. They tell their friends, they tell their spouse, they tell their coworkers, and you can't buy that kind of marketing. And this is where you separate yourself. And by leading with education, which we all know, not leading with solicitation. It's organic, it's authentic, and it's powerful. And that's why when recurring revenue comes in, every Medicare client that you serve this year creates a renewal income for next year, plus another reason to reconnect, as we said earlier. That's predictable, renewable business, and it stacks every year you stay in the game. So where do we go from here? So let's talk a little bit about that reoccurring revenue and how it's not just protection for your clients, but protection for your business as well.
Yeah. I mean, I think, you know, all the work that you get, that you have to put in to get started in Medicare, whether it's marketing, all that stuff, you have the 6 month window that they need to start in when it comes to turning 65, I mean, technically it's 7 with their birthday month, but you know, you got a lot of pre-planning, which also gives you a lot of opportunity. They got to come in early. So one, like I said, financial referral touch all starts with the process and the program. And there's something that has huge value. And that's something that, you know, over at Ascentium, we're really trying to drive and add that value. But also on top of that, with the recurring revenue from Medicare, you know, for Medicare Advantage, it's lifetime. As long as they're an agent of record and as long as the company doesn't go over, obviously any unfortunate thing where, you know, a client passes away or what have you, but you have somebody in a plan 15, 20 years, you're getting that reoccurring revenue. Obviously, you're making your own touches for annual reviews, but and obviously as a good firm, you're touching them much more. But essentially, in a way, if you were to take away all the touches, essentially you would have however many clients you have underneath you, you have this residual reoccurring revenue until that client would pass away. You don't necessarily have to do any touches except for maybe annual review. But if you put them on the right plan, which is obviously the biggest ideal, it's not, you know, the great thing is there's not a certain plan that pays a ton more or anything. So you are designated to put them in the right plan and that has longevity, right? So, you know, doing the right thing the first time saves you money in the long run, saves you some headaches with carriers and all those things. So that residual is huge. I mean, we have, you know, obviously won't name any names, but we have agents that have been in the Medicare game for 15, 20 years. They're getting $30,000, $40,000 in residuals a month. You know, and you know, that's, you just take that and heck, if you just want to use that as your marketing budget for, exactly. You know, that's the biggest thing. Hey, either pays office expenses, you know, staff, all those different things. And then you don't have, everything above for your insurance, or assets under management or any of those different things pay for everything else, you know, and really help keep the things thriving. So it can help be a bottom line for you. And all the other things just obviously are added benefits. And like I said, referrals just come naturally as long as you're doing what's in the client's best interest, especially when it comes to Medicare.
You're exactly right, man. Right on the money. Let's go ahead and I'm going to give a real world, story that drives home. With one of my advisors, she'd been in the business for just about 20 years. She had a very strong book of business, great retention. She just had maxed out, right? She had just capped out, and then she went ahead and partnered alongside Ascentium. She was able to we were able to train her team on how to integrate Medicare conversations into her annual reviews, just started small and just reaching out to the existing clients that it made sense for. So not like a religious conversion or anything like that. Oh my gosh, all of a sudden we went down this total path and confused everybody. It wasn't anything like that. Within just 6 months, 60 Medicare policies were written. And here's the kicker though. Out of those 60, 22 of those were not currently full financial planning clients. So So 22 of those became full financial planning clients. Those were the clients that maybe she had some of their money type of scenario. And then of those, almost half referred more clients over, more prospects over. And so her referrals immediately increased as well. Keep in mind, she didn't spend a dollar on marketing. Not a dollar. She just showed up, educated, and helped her current client base. So that's what we're talking about, showing up with purpose, right? So when you're able to illuminate or light one of your client's paths, suddenly everybody in their neighborhood could see the glow, right? And then here's the thing. All of a sudden, out of the blue, because Medicare renewals come every year, she now has a predictable, recurring revenue stream that she didn't have before. So she sleeps a little better at night. Her marketing has actually increased. So guess what? The financial side of her business has increased because now she's seeing more prospects on that side as well. And that's exactly what we're saying today. That's why this is so much more than a product. It is a real business model upgrade. And here's the beautiful part. We help you replicate it through the Ascentium program. And so we've been talking about how Medicare isn't just health coverage, how it's one of the smartest tools, one of the smartest growth tools that a financial advisor can use for their firm today. It's not about selling. It is about serving. And the reward for serving your community is loyalty, referrals, and reoccurring revenue. So let's talk a little bit about where some advisors might really miss out with Medicare. Meaning specifically, they're maybe offering Medicare right now, but this next part can quietly cost clients thousands if no one's paying attention. So we're going to get technical here for a minute, because this is a part where you can really separate yourself from your competition. We're going to talk about IRMA. IRMA is the income-related monthly adjustment amount. So here's the problem. Most clients don't know what to do with that until it's too late. So Mitchell, walk us through this one. What is IRMA and why does it matter so much?
Yeah, I mean, essentially, it's an extra charge added to Medicare Part B and D premiums for higher income retirees. So once again, another big technical term and financial industry. Medicare is also the same way, where there's acronyms for everything. MAGI is Modified Adjusted Gross Income. So it's based on this MAGI, and it's for 2 years prior. So this is the big thing. And this is what part of our program really identifies, is IRMA is a big tax advantage strategy for retirement planners. I mean, it's one of the biggest things for somebody to be able to get in the door as a referral tool, because essentially Medicare's 65. If you have already met with that client or been doing financial planning, say, let's even say 55, 58, because a lot of people are in 55 plus communities. They're starting to help, you know, in those communities. You should be talking about IRMA as soon as possible, because the biggest thing is those tax advantage strategies, they're based on 2 years previous. So by the time you got to Medicare, it's already too late, unless they delay. Obviously there's some wiggle room there, right? But you still want to make sure, hey, get a Medicare prospect that comes in, they're 65, they're retiring at 67. It's very common, you know, very common, obviously. You know, that is where you should be like, hey, let's just make sure that we take care of your income today, because it's all based on taxable income. And as your income rises, whether you take Social Security, you know, 401ks, any of those taxable withdrawable accounts for retirement, if you start hitting over income thresholds, which the threshold for 2025 is $103,000, that's the base level at $185 on a monthly, a Part B monthly premium. Everything up above that, there's different tax brackets that it's going to increase in double, triple those Part B premiums. And there's no way around those Part B premiums. So it's going to get more and more costly as the income goes up. That's why with a good retirement planner, they're really going to encompass that and make you plan for that. Now, you might not always be able to get to the lowest bracket, and that's good. I mean, obviously, you know, making more money is great, but there's ways to lower them in that conversation as well.
Right. All right. So, you know, it's one of those hidden taxes that blindsides people and can absolutely cost you a relationship. But it could also gain relationships. You could also be the hero, and the advisors that understand this, you will save your clients serious money. So what we're talking about is IRMA planning is income planning. It's that simple. And you don't need to be an insurance expert, a Medicare expert to help your clients here. You just need to be aware, and you need to make sure you have the right process, the right technology, the right tools in place. And that those are the things, once again, Ascentium provides. And here's the thing. The biggest mistake that you can make as the advisor in all of this is waiting until after the IRMA letter arrives, right? And once that letter shows up, the damage is already done. You're already hearing the smoke alarm. The fire's already started. And so we want to make sure that you're the smart advisor that has the detector installed and ready to rock and roll before the danger hits. And that's why proactive IRMA planning is a trust accelerator. It proves yet again that you are helping your clients look out for those blind spots. So let's shift a little bit and how all of this feels for your client. So when an advisor brings Medicare into the mix of their firm, what do you think that the client experience looks like, Mitchell?
Yeah, so I apologize. I was looking at some. Could you repeat the question?
No worries, man. We're just talking about when we implement. So let's say I'm a firm. Yep. I have never offered Medicare as a part of my practice. Yep. All of a sudden today, you know, we decide we're going to start mixing in Medicare into our offerings. What do you think our clients feel and think and say once we start doing that?
Yeah, I mean, I think excitement. I mean, that's just overall
100%
feeling of it all. I mean, every single new firm that's come in, as soon as they get their first introducing Medicare email, hard mailer, maybe a client event saying that, it's excitement.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're exactly right. And you know, the thing is that, you know, we talk about being the one-stop shop, things like that. But when you're offering your clients income, healthcare, peace of mind, you are providing them with the utmost confidence with you and your firm. And that's a currency, quite frankly, confidence is. And working with Ascentium, by the way, makes all of this very simple with everything and the tools that they provide. And we want to make sure that we are providing you with conversations that separate you from the pack. And, you know, when you're that individual separating yourself from the pack, you want to become more than just a financial professional. You want to be the go-to voice that they trust. And you want to be the one that client recommends at every dinner table that they're sitting at. And Medicare is the easy way to do that. And that's really how you build your brand, not through ads, but through your client advocacy, right? So, man, I can't believe how fast time flies. Let's go ahead and let's land this plane here and for any advisor that's listening today and they're ready to take action, where should they start, Mitchell?
Yeah, I mean, I think the best first steps, of course, is just having a conversation with me over here at Ascentium. I am going to be your main point of contact. The great thing is we are kind of a smaller boutique style company. So the great thing is we are looking for more of a partnership, not just heads on beds. So that also means that we have this big relationship with you and we're looking for you to expand, honesty is going to be my biggest key. You know, I'm going to give you the ins and outs of what it truly looks like, you know, and there's going to be some times where I've had some hard conversations of just saying, hey, maybe this isn't quite a fit yet. Let's get a couple more ducks in a row, you know, just because also there's some different hidden costs when it comes to adding Medicare, because you're adding a whole another business, right? So there is a lot of different things. And that's why I say the best first step, have a conversation with me. You know, you can call in to the receptionist. We can, you know, email, call Rob. He can pass out my information. Let's start that way. Just let's have a conversation. Hey, I got these ideas. What do you think? You know, compensation wise, all those different things, from building the business all the way from the small part to the ground up. That, I mean, that is what Ascentium does. You know, green agents, experienced agents, we have the tools and technology for all of them.
Love it. That's what the Ascentium side was built for, meaning you, the financial advisor, does not have to go out and build it. Everything's already done for you. All of the training to help you bring in someone new in your firm, we'll teach them how to do it, the quoting, contracting, the marketing, all in one system. And we've built all of this to plug directly into your practice. And we're talking about the education, the marketing, the compliance support. We really want to say plug and play simplicity. This is also about future-proofing your business as well. That's where you start, is with Medicare. And we promise you, this is where the next decade of retiree conversations will happen. And it's not about chasing trends in regards to future-proofing your practice. It's about owning conversations that matter most to your clients. Mitchell, but before I wrap this thing up, any last minute pieces of wisdom you want to drop on us?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, this can be a really overcomplicated system. Medicare is not easy by any means, but that is exactly what we're built. I mean, confirming everything Rob has said, obviously he sees the advisors on one side, I see the advisors on the other. Simplicity, plug and play is really a big thing. And what I mean by plug and play is we have the systems in process. We have them follow with consistency. Appointment status. We have the recipe for you to emulate this and just practice it in your business. And we're already huge on the financial side. So it's going to build really well into your financial practice already. So that is also the big thing is, you know, we are huge on the Medicare side, but we're also huge on benefiting it on your financial side as well. So they can be a big, huge factor. And like I said, multi-channel marketing is what you got to do in this day and age. Medicare is really that extra step that you can really push across the guy from across the street, across the town, whatever it may look like. Mm-hmm. So give us a call.
Yeah. Well, Mitchell, this was fantastic, man. And I really appreciate you taking the time to hop on and share exactly what Ascentium has been already doing for our advisors to help them to grow smarter, not harder. And to everybody that's listening, here's the takeaway. Medicare is not a distraction. It's not. I have seen it time and time again with dozens of my advisors. It is a growth multiplier. It will help you attract new clients, build deeper trust. As we've already mentioned, create recurring revenue that will compound each and every single year. And here's the thing with Ascentium's full service platform, from the training and everything that they do, they'll provide you with everything that you need to add this to your practice without missing a beat. And as Mitchell said, you can reach out to me for additional questions to set up the conversation with Mitchell. And here's the thing. But when you help your clients navigate Medicare, you're not just protecting their health, you are strengthening their entire financial future. And if any of this resonated today, if it hit home, be sure to share it with another advisor who needs to hear this, because here, quite frankly, we're not just building better businesses. We are focusing on trying to build better and stronger communities. Make sure that you like, follow, subscribe the Unfiltered and Unstoppable on all platforms. We're on Spotify, Apple, YouTube, wherever you listen. So make sure you don't miss the next conversation that's able to help you grow faster, lead better, and build a practice that truly reflects your vision. And as always, thank you for what you do. Thank you. Thank you for serving your communities. Thank you for helping families. Thank you for helping them to plan confidently and for being part of a profession that truly changes lives for the better. Once again, this is Unfiltered and Unstoppable. I'm Rob Rumsberg. We will see you next time. And as always, stay focused and disciplined. Thank you.